Everybody, yeah, toss your garbage, yeah, everybody, toss your garbage right. Bob Griner's back, all right. Oh, Bobby G. It was another historic night in the WNBA dump last night. Don't take my word for it. The mainstream media, they are heralding last night as the return home of our Lord and risen queen. I was incredibly confused by this media coverage. I thought Bob Griner made her big return to her home state of Texas months ago. I seem to remember a chapter of Woke United Methodist opening their doors to the public. They organized a welcome home party for the second deity in the Woke Holy Trinity, the Sun. This celebration was heavily promoted. It was held in one of those mega churches in Texas. After 10 months of extended pleasure in Vlad Vlad's House of Lads, Bobby G was finally returning home to Texas. Much like WNBA championship parades, this welcome home party was free of charge. Deacons, they even offered to pay the gas for those who had burnt through their woke welfare and wouldn't have any more money until the first of the month. This church had the capacity to hold hundreds, maybe even thousands of birthing persons. But much like a WNBA championship parade, nobody bothered to show up. There was maybe one or two dozen people, with most of them being related to Brittany Griner. Needless to say, it was not a warm welcome home. But that's okay. That's okay. This time around, it was going to be different. The shit fucks, they excused the lack of attendance at the welcome home party months ago by claiming there was a lack of entertainment offered. Parishioners at Woke United Methodist, they not only demand woke welfare, they also demand to be entertained. There were no airballed layups, there were no exciting back-shaving contests at the welcome home party. But that was not the case last night in Dallas. Last night, the WNBA had the entertainment part covered. There was another first achieved last night in Dallas, and you guys know how much the shit fucks love a first. For the first time since returning to oppression here in America, Brittany Griner would showcase her dump diving skills in a pretend basketball game in her home state of Texas. According to the mainstream media, this was a very big deal. Earlier this morning, I'm reading all of these media articles summarizing what happened last night in Dallas. Every single article claimed Bob Griner received a standing ovation. This was a special moment. Oh, it was sentimental. Tears flowed down Bob's mustache as the congregation erupted in songs of worship to our Lord and risen King. Call me skeptical, but I trust very little of what I see in the mainstream media, so I did my due diligence. I searched for video footage of this immaculate return. With Bob Griner born and raised in Texas, with Bob being a self-described legend at the University of Baylor, which is located about 90 miles from Dallas, I was expecting a sellout crowd. I was at least expecting the front rows to be filled. If I were to believe the media, the WNBA is exploding with popularity. Bob Griner is their biggest star, the icon of trash engineers. If Drew Brees returned to New Orleans, the Superdome would be sold out in minutes. If Michael Jordan returned to Chicago, the city would shower him with praise. In the eyes of the media, Bob Griner, she's on the same Mount Rushmore of sports icons. Well, maybe not Mount Rushmore. I just remembered that name can be triggering to the Guardians. Perhaps it would be better to say, Bob makes the top 10 of women who pretend to be men. Either way, I am expecting to see a legendary ovation for Bobby G. When I say every single media outlet went over the top describing the standing ovation, I mean every single outlet. They could not think of enough positive adjectives to describe the woke love given to Bob Griner. I'm thinking the camera's going to be shaking from all the noise coming from the crowd. The only shaking going on was the shaking of Bob's fist as he signaled his woke mating call to the crowd. You're going to notice this signal. It's the common signal given by men when they're ready to watch the classic love story, Two Males, One Cucumber. Watch for yourself. Am I the only one that noticed the rows of empty seats behind Bobby's bench? There was so little effort given to this immaculate return, they could not even get her name spelled right. There was a sign in the crowd that read, "Welcome home, Brittany." Who in the hell's Brittany? Britney Spears isn't even from Texas. She's from Louisiana. I know the education at Woke U is substandard, but there's only three letters in Bob. You'd figure with all this devotion, they could at least spell her name right. There was something else I noticed in every article besides the overwhelming false positivity. There was a glaring omission. I noticed that none of these articles revealed the crowd size for Cowboy Bob's return to Texas. I wonder why. I'm sure there's a valid explanation for this. Let me guess. It was just a simple oversight. There were so many people in attendance, there was no need to brag about the sellout crowd. Or maybe the counter was defective at the gate and they couldn't get an accurate count of attendance. I know the mainstream media doesn't like to report information unless they have all the facts. I mean, after all, our media in this country, they are known for their honesty. Or maybe, just maybe, the media didn't report the attendance because it was a huge embarrassing failure. The Dallas, I don't know the name of the dump in Dallas. Let's just be safe and go with the Dallas Dump Divers. Unlike the Mavericks, the Dallas Dump Divers, they don't play their pretend basketball games at the American Airlines Center. That arena holds almost 20,000. With their inability most nights to sell 20 tickets, they know it's impossible to fill an arena that size. The Dump Divers in Texas, they play their games at the College Park Center, or as the students at Woke U Texas like to call it, the CPC. There's a reason it's called the College Park Center. The arena is located on a college campus. A so-called professional basketball team playing their games in a college arena. And it's not like it's a major college either. We're not talking about a Big 12 program, Big 10, SEC, ACC. We're talking about UT Arlington, a team in the WAC conference, which is fitting when you think about it, since most people describe the WNBA as whack. The College Park Center can hold 7,000 people. How many of those seats were filled last night for the return of their hero? Just over 4,000. Now, I'm not an expert in math, so I contacted our resident nerd here on the channel, Mina Kimes, to help with this difficult equation. "Hey, KC, it's me, Mina K. I've consulted with my associates in the Nerdium. The arena was filled to 60% capacity, or about the same number of facial hairs counted in a dump diver's 5 o'clock shadow." This number is similar to the crowd in Los Angeles a few weeks ago for Bob's first shift back in the dump. This game last night was so important. It was such a big deal. Guess which television network picked up the broadcast? Just take a wild guess. KC, I bet it was ESPN. No, ESPN decided that reruns of 30 for 30 would draw better ratings. KC, a game of this magnitude should be broadcast on broadcast television. I bet it was on ABC. Fuck no. ABC was broadcasting real basketball last night. They were showing the NBA Finals. What about ESPN3? The WNBA is more popular streaming. I am sure ESPN streamed the game to dozens of viewers. Unfortunately, that was not the case either. ESPN3 was broadcasting the preliminary rounds of a cornhole tournament at some dive bar in Gilbert, Arkansas. The immaculate return of Bob Griner was not televised. The only way you could watch is if you subscribe to WNBA League Pass. And let's just be real here. No one is paying to watch live footage from the dump. I find this amusing because ESPN claims to be the home of the WNBA. ESPN also the home of the NBA. During the regular season, ESPN broadcast what? 6, 8, 10 NBA games every week, Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. If it weren't for TNT, I'm sure ESPN would broadcast the NBA every night of the week. That is a true home. That is a true broadcast partner. The worldwide leader in Woke, they put on a nice front when it comes to the WNBA publicly. "We are proud to be the exclusive partner of a league that almost resembles wheelchair basketball." When I was researching this story, I checked for updated television ratings for the WNBA. They put up a decent number for Bob Griner's first shift, so I wanted to know if they were able to maintain that momentum. Checked Sports Media Watch. Nothing. So I checked Showbuzz Daily, digging for the individual ratings myself. Nothing. Well, that's rather strange. Once I located the WNBA's national TV schedule, it all made sense. The Dump hasn't had a nationally televised game since May 30th, almost 2 weeks. That game was on ESPN2, barely drew 200,000 viewers. During the month of June, there's only 4 WNBA games that are being broadcast nationally on the ESPN family of networks. 4! That doesn't make sense. I thought ESPN was the exclusive home of the WNBA. Out of 30 days in June, ESPN gave the WNBA 2? 2? The league dedicated to celebrating the Pride 12 months a year is only given 2 days by ESPN during Pride Month? Yet ESPN wants us to believe the WNBA is surging in popularity. If the league is so popular, if they're drawing monster ratings, why aren't you broadcasting their games? Give me your thoughts. Brittany Griner returns to Texas to a less than stellar crowd. But to hear the media tell it, she received a standing ovation from a supportive hometown crowd. It was also announced last night that Baylor is going to be retiring Brittany Griner's jersey. Does Brittany Griner deserve that honor? Someone who kneeled for the national anthem? Someone who disrespected this country for years? Does she deserve to have her jersey retired? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.